So this presentation is about the ELAD project, which aims to create an e-learning platform for lighting and daylighting. This is a grant-supported project by LBNL, by the U.S. Department of Energy, and LBNL is in charge of the project. So the main team consists of LBNL researchers and also consultants from the Institute for Sustainable Performance of Building located in Berkeley. So the main idea to create this ELAD platform was based on the improve the communication between all the different parties involved in the building industry, and more specifically to teach these parties about the basic and more advanced principles of lighting and daylighting. ELAD is based on a 3D environment. It's interactive and it's open source. It's available at no cost to users, and also it's customizable. You can change according to the needs in order to provide an educational tool. So the participants in this project are the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, the Stanford Research Institute, which is the software developer, Superb, which is the project coordinator, and then in the beginning of the project there was a committee of international lighting experts that defined what would be the curriculum for ELAD. One of the primary goals when the project started was to use existing LBNL simulation engines such as Energy Plus and Radiance to provide this 3D web-based environment. It uses WebGL, and it's also partly built in CUDA, which is an authoring environment for WebGL. So the main structure of ELAD is that, first of all, it's linked to Wikipedia of lighting and daylighting, which contains all the material that this advisory committee of ELAD put together. Then there are two scenarios. There's a scenario builder that allows different instructors to set up different lessons. And then the scenario player, where students and people can experiment with principles on daylighting. This part is, in this phase, connected to Radiance with pre-rendered simulations. This is how the ELAD Wiki looks like. That's the address on the top. So the idea is to create a Wikipedia about daylighting. It has material, all these the categories are on the left. And it's open, it's public, and the idea is that people can add material, change material, and create all this information that can be useful and also linked to the ELAD platform. We have just completed the first phase of the project at the end of July, and there's an available demo in the wiki. This is how the interface looks like so far. This is the scenario player. There's a main options toolbar on the left, and there's an info toolbar on the right that has links to the ELAD wiki and also information about different notions on lighting. There are in the main options toolbar there are different display and view modes. So there's a solid view, which is the WebGL environment. Then there's the vision view, which is the Radiance renderings and false color view. And also there the user can select different view modes in terms of the plan, the section, and the hotspot. So this table here shows the structure of the main toolbar, and the combinations of those different variables can lead to simulation cases that are done in gradients. So, for example, a scenario refers to a variable which is the scenario description, and then there is a category which is the site, and this is linked to three different variables: the location, the site context, and sky condition. Building those variables are fixed, so the user doesn't have more options yet. So it's a south-oriented building with a three floor support. And then the space type is one office open plan office space. But the idea is that as the project goes on, more and more variables will be added in. So for the envelope, again, skin type, wall type, glass type. Different types of shading. We have internal shading, blinds closed, horizontal, and up. For the interior, surface reflectance, two different options. Ceiling height is a 9 foot and 11 foot ceiling height. And then for the lighting, there are two different lighting vintages, and also two types of controls for the electrical lighting. So by selecting one option out of all these variables, it creates something like a simulation case, which is used in such a way to create a radiance simulation. So based on that, we created the naming system, where each one of these characters on the left refers to a variable. That's an example of rendering where the characters refer to a variable, and numbers are one of the options. So what's the role of radiance in Lila? So it was used to calculate and visualize the results of the player, and it's integrated in a specific workflow that uses WebGL, and it's also used to simulate daylight intervals. So for the first phase of the project that was just completed, there are two main work paths, starting from the 3DS Max model. So the first one exports the model to Collada format, and then integrates that into the builder, which ends up into the interactive model in WebGL. And then the second one is to export to the OBJ format that leads to the radiance simulation and creates the visualization, and then it gets integrated into the player. The goal in the phase two of the project is to simplify the process. Instead of having two paths, it's to do everything from the builder. So the idea is that the radiance simulation starts and in the ILAC builder scenario. Scripts in radiance are done in CCL, Python, and Oak. They can either run in a Unix environment or as a batch ops. And the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab Laurentium cluster was used for the rendering process. The scripts are organized in two main groups. The first one is the scripts that are used to run simulations. And then the second one are scripts that support the simulation, the first group. So, for example, the gen numbered run set is the script that gathers all the files for the first group of simulation. And then there's a secondary group, which is more specific to the Laurentium cluster. So, briefly, the simulation process. First, the gen run set is used to create all those simulation case directories based on the naming that I described previously. Those case directories are linked to others with shorter case numbers to simplify the process. And then the most important part in the process is the run, I mean the actual simulation is the run.csh, which is used to run a single simulation case. What this script does is that it first sets a working environment and then it adds in all the required RAD files to run the simulation. It then generates the radiance, the control script file, the RIG file, selects the views, and then runs the simulation. So after the images are generated, then there's this gather JPEG script file, which gets all the renderings into one directory. So that's part. This part is about the simulation of lighting controls. It's a simple process. So it starts with calculating the daylighting levels, and then based on that, controls the electric lights, and then the final simulations are generated. So the control logic is based on the 600 lux level. So if the luminance on a row of test is less than 600, then the overhead luminaires over that row are turned on. And as far as desk lamps are concerned, then again, if the median luminance in the row is over 600, then 25% of the desk lamps are on. If it's between 300 and 600, 50% are on, and under 600, all of them are on. The first part of the lighting control simulation is done with the calculation of the interior data. This is done with a meter work plane in JavaScript, which the structure is it creates the octree, runs R-trays, converts irradiance to illuminances, and then finds the median illuminance for each row. That's part of the radiance scene description file. And through all this process, we started generating images finally, and then we got plans, sections, panoramic views that were used to create this 360 degrees rotational view, and this is with different variables to have different reflectances in the interior, different types of furniture layout, different shading systems with the blinds up, closed, or horizontal, lighting vintages, daylighting controls. So we have generated about 2,000 images, and we are hoping to create about 20,000. So we put everything into the ELAD platform for the first phase, and that's a demo of how it works. So the user can A hotspot is selected here, so the user can rotate 360 degrees, can change the display mode into radiant scripting or false color, and then go to the different options and variables to select different shading system, the blinds up, closed. And again, because it's a panoramic view, that the user can navigate and rotate into the model. And then again, here I think I selected the surfaces and properties, and also the furniture layout. That took a while to load. So what it does, it goes to the specific name of the rendering and then picks a new one. Displays that, so the furniture layout is different here. So future works in phase 2 of the project is to add more and more variables, so it's not limited to just one model or one building type. And then in terms of gradients, we have many things to do. Integrate into the builder as described, also do annual and seasonal simulation to produce more and more renderings, and also improve the daylighting controls. Thank you.
In terms of learning, the communication of results, is it only image-based that the user can look at the different visualization types that was performed? Or is there some sort of a story about what is the lighting quality and then what are the different performance indicators that you use?
Yeah, so far it's mostly visual. The user can see a false color image, but the idea is to integrate metrics, so we're working on that right now, mm-hmm. and have an idea about the glare or visual comfort, which doesn't need to be very complex or very numerical, but just the bars showing what's the impact of all these variables in terms of the daylight metrics. But, so we're working on that. Mm-hmm.
And do you have do you have energy savings for lighting at this time? Because
not
you have the
yet.
Okay,
but it's in the metrics list.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you showed the interactive panorama. Did you generate that in QuickTime or something, or it seemed like you had a nice seamless kind of switch between the
Yeah, it was in QuickTime.
Okay. So you have one version that's actually rendering geometry, and another version that's just rotating through an image, or is it just rotating through images?
It's just rotating through images, yeah. Well, the demo showed is available in the wiki here. Mm-hmm. So it's just that the what we have so far is quite limiting. So the user cannot choose among all those variables because the images are not there yet. Mm-hmm.
Would it be possible for the students to continue working with these models if they were able to change the geometry and then download the three models in some way, or they are limited to this?
Yeah, it's one of the goals of the project. So since it's going to be public and available, so eventually it would be nice that the students can add their own model in there, and then the renders will be produced, generated real time. But yeah, that's a very ambitious goal.
Thank you.
Yes.